Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Actor Paul Nolan has returned to Broadway in the role of Guy in the musical Once. Based on the 2006 movie of the same name, Once has a script by Enda Walsh, music and lyrics by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova, was directed for the stage by John Tiffany, and won 8 statuettes, including one for Best New Musical at the 2012 Tony Awards. Nolan's last stop on Broadway had him playing Jesus of Nazareth in the 2012 revival of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn.
He originated that role at the Stratford Festival of Canada, where he was also seen as Cousin Kevin in The Who's Tommy, Tony in West Side Story, Orlando in As You Like It, and Al Jode in The Grapes of Wrath. Last year, San Diego audiences saw him as Ben Nickel in the world premiere of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots at La Jolla Playhouse, conceived of and directed by Des McAnuff and Wayne Coyne of The Flaming Lips. I spoke with Paul Nolan about a lot of these projects in New York a few weeks ago. Paul Nolan, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you very much.
So in my extensive and professional journalistic research, I came across your Twitter feed and wanted to start with a sort of silly question. What's up with the socks?
Well, I'm not particularly good at social media. So I start and I try to put energy into it and I gradually get bored with myself. So, I just have trouble taking it seriously. So I started tweeting my socks to, just be a bit goofy. And then and then I invited anybody who wanted me to wear a pair of fun or silly or ridiculous socks underneath my costume in Fiddler on the Roof in Stratford this year up in Canada. And so several of my followers started sending socks. And so some of them are from fans. So I'd tweet the photo of the socks and wear them underneath my boots because my boots never came off in that show. So unlike Once, I couldn't do that in Once because I take off my shoes.
You have worked quite a lot at Stratford. What do you like about working there? What have you learned there over the time you've spent?
Well, what haven't I learned? It's, working in repertory has certain advantages. You work in several different styles at once, possibly. Whether you're doing Midsummer Night's Dream in the afternoon and then Superstar at night, or Tom Stoppard in the afternoon and Albie at night. That's really exciting. It's also tiring because you end up rehearsing for such a long period and. So it has its challenges as well, but it's also exciting because your 8 shows a week are not necessarily 8 shows a week of the same thing. So, I really do give Stratford a great deal of credit for shaping me as an artist. I've spent 5 or 6 seasons there now, 6, I think, and they eventually invited me to the Birmingham Conservatory for Classical Theatre, which is a program they run in the winter for professional artists with an established career already who want to, shape their classical chops. And that really changed my career, really. So I can really give a lot of credit to their faith in my talent and skill to invite me to a very small group of people studying classical theater, and I learned quite a lot from just the teachers in that conservatory.
How did you get cast in Once?
I auditioned 3 times, and the first time was in Toronto last February. I was in New York visiting friends when I got asked to do that audition, and I knew, of course, I'd be back in Canada and already rehearsing Tommy, which we did a production of in Stratford this year, directed by Des McAnuff. So I got the call, and I immediately started playing the songs that they wanted for the audition as much and as often as I could for the week and a half, I think, to prepare it. And, you know, I really don't know why they thought I was playing well enough to call back, because they called me back 2 months later to New York to meet John Tiffany and Martin Lowe and Stephen Hoggett for the callback in April. And they were really looking for people for the tour at that point, and I knew that I wasn't available, and they knew that as well. But, you know, for future replacements for the tour in Broadway, they were interested in seeing me anyway. So I, again, I drilled the guitar really hard, and, you know, I played much better in my second audition for them in New York, but I'm not an experienced guitar player, so it's a pretty nerve-wracking experience to play in front of people. And, I would love to, you know, pick Martin and Rob Pruse's brains about what they saw or heard from those auditions that they thought I could eventually play the show. And I knew I could, but I knew that I hadn't played well enough to certainly just, you know, give the big check mark to right away. But I think probably I was the right kind of actor and the right kind of guy to play Guy. And the musical challenges were something that they saw enough in the way I was playing rhythm guitar for them in the audition that they continued to ask me to come back. And then the third audition was in New York in September. So,
had you seen the movie when it came out or the play before you auditioned for it?
I had seen the movie. I saw the movie almost immediately after it was released. As a stroke of luck, I was on a flight from Toronto to Saskatoon, Canada, and it was described in the in-flight magazine as a modern-day movie musical. So that piqued my curiosity, and I watched it, and of course, the rest is history. The movie was magical, and it inspired me to learn Glenn's music and play my guitar more. Even then, I'm not making this up. It's actually true. I just couldn't play it very well. I couldn't figure out how to play some of it. I couldn't figure out some of the tunings. It was, at that point, very green at playing guitar. I think I'd just bought my first guitar at that point. And so when I was here playing Jesus and Jesus Christ Superstar in 2012, once opened on Broadway around the same time that we opened. And I took a personal day to go see Once because I loved the movie so much. And I really, it was one of the only musicals here that I was interested in seeing at that point. And I was so deeply moved by it that and watching it, I remember thinking I would love to play that part. And I also remember thinking I couldn't improve upon that. It was like such a perfect evening of theater at its best. So to be doing it now is a dream come true and a nightmare come true, really. Because, you know, Steve and Kristen were, you know, they created it. I mean, they created it, all of them together created and made this thing that was so perfect. But what we've been able to see with, you know, some original company members eventually leaving is that the play and the direction of John and Stephen and Martin is just so strong that it's bigger than the actors in it. And I think that really is great theater. So the actors get to bring their artistry and their talents and their hearts to it themselves, and the play survives all of the stuff I bring.
Do you have a favorite moment in the show or favorite moments in the show to perform? Or is that not something that occurs to you to have favorite moments?
I don't think it does, actually. No, it's just this train you get on, and the train leaves the station, and guy is on it and doesn't get off. It, you know, it really is an archetypal hero's journey, this play. And so I can't say I do. I really like playing certain songs. I love playing Say It to Me Now. There's just something about, it's just so satisfying to, you know, the way that song is constructed. Yeah, I really can't say why. It's really fun to sing and play that song.
Can you tell me about Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, please?
Yes, I can tell you about Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. It's Des McAnuff and Wayne Coyne, I think, got put together by their agent, who they have in common, at William Morris. And I'm not entirely sure where the chicken and the egg lie in that relationship, but they decided to collaborate and Des wanted to make a musical based on Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, the Flaming Lips album. So that's where that started, and, you know, lucky for me, Des and I have a great relationship, and we'd worked on two shows together at that point, including Superstar, and I played Orlando and As You Like It for Des up in Stratford, at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival, and so Yoshi, you didn't see it, did you? Well, Yoshi,
I wish I had.
Well, I hope that it eventually gets picked up and brought this way, because it's probably the most unique thing I've ever worked on. There is a 17-foot robot puppet in it that is manned by four humans, two on the legs, me in the torso and the head and arms. Of course, doubled by Michael Balderrama, a seasoned Broadway actor. When I can't be in that suit, then Michael's doing it. It's a really difficult musical to describe, because it is, it really is physical storytelling at its best, and using all of the Lips music from that album and more, several songs from The Soft Bulletin and At War with the Mystics as well, those two albums by the Flaming Lips. And it's a very poetic show, and it really is about love, and it's about a girl's battle with cancer, and it's taken to a esoteric level, is what I can say about that. But you get storytelling through, you know, motorcycles being on stage, and dozens of robots that basically they are the personification of cancer cells, white and red cancer cells, and as I said, tough to describe, but it's to me, some of the best theater is very difficult to describe and just distill to a single molecule of, you know, this is what the show is about, you know. Of course, the music's fantastic, and it was a really fun thing to create. It's the first thing that I ever worked on that was being created on me for the first time, so.
How long will you be with Once, do you know?
I know that I'll be there at the Jacobs Theater till at least mid-June, and maybe longer.
Thank you very much for coming in after your massage today and chatting with me. It's been a real pleasure.
You're welcome, and my radio voice is in good shape after that massage. So,
Paul Nolan stars in the musical Once, which is running at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater in New York City. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.